So I'm here with Marcus, who is the owner of the Icebox here in St. Thomas, and we're highlighting him as one of our unsung heroes. So Marcus, it has been an incredible year and kind of still counting, unfortunately. But how have you personally handled the pandemic as, just a person living in St. Thomas, but also a business owner in the community?
It's definitely been challenging. I mean, we've told our story plenty of times that like we started this process of like opening up the store the previous November before ours was even a thing. So when it rolled in, we were still in the middle of construction. So we've kind of had to adapt and just have kind of known it on the business side of it since the very beginning. Like that's just what we've known. We haven't known anything different than that. On a personal side, it has been challenging. I mean, working from home now and not seeing people and not being able to see people as much besides being to the store. I mean, the store is a great outlet for us to stay sane and to still see our fans and people of St. Thomas.
For people who don't know, at the Icebox, you guys do monthly donations and also sometimes weekly donations to our local charities. And this was just something you said you were doing from the get-go, but you didn't know a pandemic was going to, you know, take over our whole community. Why was this something you continued to still do? Why was this something that was important to you, despite the fact that maybe you as a business were not making as much money as you previously were when you were able to open with no restrictions?
Yeah, I mean, our financials and like our performance has definitely taken a hit from the pandemic. Like we're definitely by no means saying that everything is exactly how we projected in that, but it was a steadfast and strong stance that I had was that we would still support the community and that we would, because that's what we kind of were birthed from. I mean, we have a chance and we've had it and we've been able to make some pretty big impacts on different projects and different groups within the city and that kind of stuff. And we want to continue to support them. We don't want to change the way we're doing just because our bottom line was impacted. I think us supporting the community has been one of our most forefront ones, profit second.
For sure. And for people who don't know, we selected you prior to finding out this really cool thing that you guys are doing. You guys are also now doing the Community Immunity Initiative for St. Thomas and Elgin. So can you maybe tell a little bit about that as well?
So we're wanting to support and say thank you to everyone who gets the vaccine and everyone who gets lines up and does the process. Because I know it's been a long haul, and this is the way that we'll get out of the pandemic and out of our restrictions, and that is by becoming vaccinated and creating that immunity. So what we wanted to do was say thank you for doing that. So if you show up with your vaccine slip, regardless of when you caught it, we'll stamp the back and you'll be able to get a free cone with an ice cream on it. And of course, we can do our soft serve or our froyo if you have any other dietary allergies and that. But we just wanted to say thank you because, again, healthcare is a huge part of my personal life because my fiance and my mom are both nurses, one being in the ICU and one being in the ortho. So both of them still handling COVID head on. So, I mean, I'm not being able to help them there, so I'll help them how I can in the community. And, of course, just thank everyone for doing their part.
Now, the past year is obviously we've seen record highs and record lows for many different things and accomplishments here and there. But is there anything that has happened in the Icebox over the past year that you're really proud of as the owner?
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of just how our year went. I mean, the community has supported us and still come out to enjoy ice cream or in safe manners, which has just been amazing. It's even with the restrictions and everything, people are still wanting to help out small businesses and make sure that we still survive in that. And again, I couldn't have asked for more from my staff. They've done an amazing job handling everything and taking everything in stride, which has just been great. I mean, we keep thinking of new, innovative, adaptable ways to roll with the punches. So a couple good things have come from that. But again, like it's just been great support from the community, and it's been great a great rollout for a business that we've got many, many more plans to come in the year.
And I guess we'll just end off on this one, Marcus. You came into 2020, or I guess 2019, as a new business, and how has it kind of been, especially coming in during COVID, becoming a new business in a community full of amazing businesses in St. Thomas?
It's been great. We've had a lot of great support even from other businesses than that. I mean, we've relied heavily on the other restaurants and food areas that are around Ross Street, and we've become a close-knit group on our street. We've worked great with the Chamber of Commerce, who has given us all the support they possibly can as we've been going, which has just been phenomenal. And we've had great support. It's definitely not been any sort of negative experience whatsoever. Like, it's been supportive of everyone for a new business to come in. We filled a niche of having a frozen treat place in St. Thomas that had something for everybody, which has just been the main goal. So